Hosea chapter 7. When I would have healed Israel, then the evil of Ephraim was uncovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. Because they commit falsehood. And the thief comes inside, and the troop of robbers spoils outside. And they do not consider in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness, now their own deeds have come upon them. They are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceases from raising after he has kneaded the dough, until it is leavened. In the day of our king the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine, he stretched out his hand with scorners. Because they have made their hearts ready like an oven, while they lie in wait, their baker sleeps all the night. In the morning it burns as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges, all their kings are fallen. There is no one among them who calls to me. Ephraim, he has mixed himself among the people, Ephraim is a cake not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he does not know it, yes, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he does not know. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face. And they do not return to the Lord Jehovah, their God, nor for all this did they seek him. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart, they call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. When they shall go, I will spread my net upon them, I will bring them down as the birds of the heaven, I will chastise them, as their congregation has heard. Woe to them! Because they have fled from me, destruction to them! Because they have sinned against me! Though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. And they have not cried to me with their hearts, when they howled upon their beds, they assemble themselves for corn and wine, and they rebel against me. Though I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High, they are like a deceitful bow. Their princes will fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue, this will be their derision in the land of Egypt.